from 2019, there has been a project sitting for the public realm scheme that has been long promised for many, many decades. And the town centre in its current state is in a very poor condition. Footpaths are not even. Roads are in a very difficult condition. Elderly and vulnerable people are slipping and tripping in the town centre, and it's caused a huge amount of frustration for local traders, for local people and those who are travelling in the town centre. There is no week that goes by that I don't hear of someone slipping or falling in the town centre. And whenever I raise it with the Department for Infrastructure, I'm told that it doesn't meet the standard because of the trip level it doesn't meet their requirement. The sad reality here is that since 2019, there has been a public realm scheme passed through planning for Strabane Town Centre. Indeed, it has been sitting with the Department for Communities for that time, and there's a business case that has been outstanding as well. £7 million of an investment is what is earmarked, and it is hugely welcome, and I'm very excited about the potential and opportunities that will arise as a result of that regeneration of Strabane Town Centre. But delays are causing considerable concern, and in anticipation of the project happening, no maintenance work or no actual repairs are occurring in the town centre, so it's falling into further disrepair. I've raised it with the Minister for Communities, and I've raised it with the Minister for Infrastructure as well, and indeed continue to work with local council. But it is important that when it comes to our town centres, the heart of our community, that we do whatever possible to ensure that they are attractive and welcoming and safe for everyone at every point in time. Now, I am hopeful, Mr. Speaker, that in the next few weeks we will see an announcement in relation to Strabane Town Centre, and we'll see that £7 million regeneration come to fruition, which will have a tremendous benefit to the people that I represent in that area. Strabane is very well located. It sits at the heart of an economic triangle on the doorstep of Donegal, with the county town of Omagh on one side and the maiden city of Derry on the other. It is a good place to do business in. It is a good place to live, and I would like to see it get its fair share of the cake, and I truly hope that in the next few weeks we see that rejuvenation project delivered and the public realm scheme finally in place.